podcast Campus Files is back with more stories of scandal, crime, and intrigue on college campuses. Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome into Fesco and Dusty.
I mean, come on, guys. What are we doing here?
A show that, analytically, exists between 6 and 10 weekday mornings on Kansas City's only FM sports station, 96.5 The Fan.
Oh, buddy.
Live from the studios that brought you...
Hey, what's going on, man?
Here's Bob Fesco and Dusty Likens.
It looks quite dark outside, as if there's more rain. Real quick, and I don't want to sound like an old man sitting on his front porch complaining about the weather. Is this the most rain you've ever seen in your entire life?
I was going to say that myself, and you said it first this morning, and I felt that yesterday. I'm like, God, it sure seems like it has rained a lot this spring, and I don't know where this ranks on record, but I agree with you, Dusty. I don't think you're being hyperbolic at all, because I was thinking the same thing, like every day. It's raining. Every day we're seeing some sort of precip fall from the sky. So, yeah, I think it is. It feels like it anyway.
Could it rain tomorrow? Could it rain Thursday?
Just look at your 10-day forecast on your phone. Every day but Friday is rain.
Maybe I'm wrong, and I just don't pay attention as much as I was younger. But I just feel like every day it's like rain.
Yeah.
And not just like a quick little sprinkle. Like a good rain. Like a nice,
steady
rain. I don't know if anybody woke up last night to the booms. But
I didn't. They must have come, you know, late when I was already in the REM sleep.
I didn't know anything happened until I got up this morning. My Ring app had like 8 notifications. Anybody else hear that loud boom and lose power?
Okay.
That's called a storm, Nancy.
Yeah, why do you need to post about that? Seriously, like it happens all the time.
These kids that keep riding their bikes down my street are going insanely too fast.
Oh, it's at least awesome. They're out riding bikes and not inside playing on their phones, Karen.
Royals back in action tonight. They got to get to 12 games to get to 500, and then your boy has to go on the Kansas City dating website, which we'll see if that happens. That could be awesome. Do I post a picture with Good Nut?
You do, yeah.
Hey, just here to advertise myself. So yesterday, as we were kind of wrapping the show up, the Sorsby news came out. Obviously, the kid that went to is going to Texas Tech,
right,
to play football. 9,000 bets and $90,000 worth of gambling on his own team while in Indiana, basically got a slap on the wrist. Well, hold my beer.
Mm-hmm.
It's effing bull blank is what Gene Taylor told Yahoo Sports on Monday.
On the record.
I know the kids had some problems. Well, get well and focus on your problems. It's an absolute devastating for him to be able to play when every other sport, no matter the level, deems an athlete's ineligible or they are punished severely for betting on their team. End quote. The Big 12 athletic directors are expected to meet today. Big 12 presidents also expect to meet this week, have the ability to penalize conference members for actions detrimental to the conference or detrimental to the conference. So here's the thing. Yesterday, I thought Carrington had a really good tweet about it. He said, this is something that is rare. We all agree on this, that it's not good.
Right.
There's no way. There's no way this kid's going to play.
No.
This got so much backlash. Everybody was one-sided. And I always go back to, I think it was like week one of the NFL season many, many years ago, where they tried this new like flag graphic. And by halftime, it was gone.
It was gone,
because
the
internet was like, I don't know what this is, but it needs to go. This is terrible. I don't like this. And by halftime, it had dissipated to full extent.
Yeah, they got rid of it. Yep.
This is something where you got people threatening to boycott when they play Texas Tech.
Mm-hmm.
You have people that are like, this is insane. That means people can gamble. There's no integrity. This is the dumbest thing I've ever seen. You had the Lubbock judge is the one that gave him the pass. I would think by the end of tomorrow, it's gonna go back to being like, hey, you can go to the supplemental draft. You're not playing college sports.
Yeah, he's not going to play.
Maybe I'm wrong, but that's just
no,
my opinion.
No, you're not. There's too much smoke out there. Nobody's going to play Texas Tech. People will boycott, you know, those games, and then the TV networks will lose their money. So now they're going to be involved with this as well, because that's truly what it all comes back down to is, wait a second, you're going to boycott the game. You're going to take the game off of TV. I need my TV money. So TV will get involved in this, and they need to expedite this. The NCAA appealed immediately yesterday when this thing came down. down, and they have really until June 22nd because that's the day of the NFL supplemental draft. And so, you know, you'd like to expedite it a little bit to see if he can be eligible for the upcoming draft. But, you know, the reasoning that the courts gave yesterday, I'm sorry, I'm not buying their reasoning. They said if they kept this kid out of football, it would affect his future and his future earnings and the ability to have that the job, basically, is what they said, right? And I'm thinking of that. I'm going, no, that doesn't work that way. People make mistakes all the time that have an impact on how their livelihoods are affected. Those are the consequences of making those mistakes. And yeah, he's young. Yeah, he made mistakes. But this also goes back to my whole thing with athletes. If we continue to let these athletes skate with no punishment whatsoever, they're never going to learn and they're never going to grow up. And so allowing this kid to play like the courts did and only having him miss the Abilene Christian game and then the game against, what was it, Oregon State, two mid-majors. You've got that one not even in Division I.
No,
and
they
one
played Oregon.
Oregon State.
Oh, I thought it was Oregon.
No, it's Oregon State. It's Oregon State. Yeah. So it's two mid-majors, basically, that you're playing, one Division II or whatever Abilene Christian is these days. And so there's no punishment there. He's going to walk scot-free, and he's going to smirk about this and laugh about this. He made these mistakes. He needs to pay the price. And if the courts do not rule in favor of every university and the NCAA that's out there, there's going to be some serious boycotting that goes on, not just inside the Big 12 guys. The SEC say, we're not going to play any sports with tech. And they're not just talking about football. They're talking about all sports.
Yeah.
And so it's going to have a direct impact on that entire university. This is not going to stand. This kid is not going to play college sports. Nor should he play professional sports, for that matter.
And then Brett Yormark, the Big 12 commissioner, released a statement describing the ruling as having significant ramifications across college sports and, quote, creating concern amongst our membership. He's been consulting with, quote, key stakeholders on the issue. Even outside of the Big 12, high-level college administrators say that they are left aghast.
Oh, yeah.
By a decision that many describe as disastrous and jarring. And as the NCAA statement said, corrupts the integrity of sports.
Right.
Not the sport, sports in general.
Well, so it's funny the NCAA talking about integrity, though.
Yeah, that's rich. Yeah, of course. Yeah, coming from them.
Coming from them, yeah.
Yeah, and then you got Cody Campbell, who's one of their... Yeah, exactly. He's the... what's his exact title here? He's the chairman of the Board of Regents for Texas Tech University.
This is the money guy that has the oil money that's funding this whole program. Yeah,
billionaire, and he is... Man, he's outspoken. This unfortunate situation is the outcome of a broken system. I'm doing everything I can to fix it, but until there's a permanent solution, Texas Tech and its student-athletes have to do the best they can to navigate and compete amid the chaos that exists in the reality of the world we live in.
Wait,
saying... There's no rules. Everything sucks. So instead of me trying to actually make it better and stop doing things that suck, give into it.
Yeah.
Tear it down, baby. And then that's not where it stops.
Maybe that's part of his MO to get this thing torn down so we can start anew. Because that's the only way we are going to get this thing back is by tearing the whole thing down and starting over, you know?
Yeah, well, that doesn't mean Sorsby needs to
play. No! I'm not saying that.
And that's kind of what he says in that statement to me. Then we got EMA fans. We got K-State fans. You bribe judges, then turn around and act like the savior of the sport. Cody Campbell replies, you might want to sit this one out, bub.
Okay.
Bub.
Yeah. And then he @ Grok.
Bub or bum?
Bub.
Okay.
@ Grok, how many Georgia football players have been arrested in the last year? That's him on Twitter.
Okay.
After the Georgia athletic director calls them out and says, you know, we're not going to play them in any sports. We should all be looking at them.
There have been guys that have been arrested.
This guy,
But
this guy sucks.
There's been guys that have been arrested for driving fast or doing things like, you know, that they're not hurting the integrity of the game, not gambling on games,
ridiculous,
not affecting everybody's livelihood. Do these people in college athletics, or this guy, I should say, not realize that if this gets blown up and college athletics goes away, your identity, because that's what Cody Campbell is. He's a jock sniffer. Let's just call it what it is. That has a lot of money. He's got a lot of money. Good for him. He did life right, but he is a jock sniffer at its highest, and that's all he's doing is sniffing jock down there to try to get his football team to beat the University of Texas. That's a jock sniffer to a T right there.
We went from good nut to jock sniffers all in 1 hour. This is where it really gets serious, because you go to the quote, I think there needs to be some serious conversation about not playing Texas Tech in any sports.
Yeah.
That was from the Georgia Athletic Director, Josh Brooks. All FBS schools should only take the field against programs operating under a uniform, trustworthy standard of fairness. We've officially reached the point of no return. Hello.
I mean, it really is nuts. Like,
after reevaluating the situation, Sorsby has been suspended and is not.
That's right.
You're going to get that today at noon.
Yeah. As they should. I mean, because again, everybody agrees on this. We talked last week about 97% of America having phones. I go, when have you ever seen 97% of America agree or do anything together, right? We've got 100% of America basically right now, or 99.9% of America, except for that Cody, whatever that guy's name is, down there in Texas, the jock sniffer. Other than that guy, it seems like everybody is united. Like, this cannot happen. It just can't. And it won't. It won't, guys. I promise you.
I agree.
This is not, he's not playing.
No.
Not when it's one-sided like it has.
No.
Not when
the
it's
court
like
of public
that.
Opinion is going to win this one.
Oh, 100%. 100%. Coming up next, we get back into the NBA Finals. Plus, Mac takes it away with one word here on 96.5 The Fan, your own Kansas City Sports.
You're listening to
What's up, little psychos? I'm Investigator Slater, host of the Psychopedia podcast. Psychopedia is a true crime podcast delivering raw, real, and absolutely gripping episodes every single week. I dig deep to uncover fascinating details of heinous true crime cases while exploring criminology and psychology theories. I take you into the absolute darkest corners of the human psyche, my favorite territory, and present cases like you've never heard them before. Follow and listen to Psychopedia everywhere you get your podcasts.
Fesco and Dusty, brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues. Your home for Kansas City sports. 96.5, The Fan.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, real people tell their stories live on stage.
I burst into tears. And I wasn't sure if I was crying because I hadn't been kissed in a really long time, or if I had just never been kissed like that before.
To hear fascinating, heartbreaking, and sometimes hilarious stories from astronauts, teachers, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.